Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. First day of September. Time to change those calendars. 14 minutes past the hour. Now, I've got to start this hour by telling a sad story, okay? And it just goes, you know, it's not a tragedy, but it's just a sad story in the world of friendship, okay? And just sit back, relax, you know, have some cereal, enjoy yourself, because I'm going to tell this story, and I'm going to tell it just as it happened. I'm going to tell the truth 100% here. And by the way, I did get an email during the break from one of our great listeners out there, Linda, that she sent me the ODOT press release, and it is it's waterline work, and it's going to happen through September the 14th, so that's what's going on route or Route 95, and that's the way it goes. Now, here's the deal. Now, here's why I'm a good friend. And you know what? I'm going to say the names because these two people have said it's okay to say their name, so I'm just letting it go, because my rule usually is I won't go on the air and say somebody's name unless I'm sure they're okay with it. Because you don't want to get on the air and say somebody's name who doesn't want it to be said. But I think I'm okay here to say names, so I'm just going to go into the name part of this story. Because here's what happened. Okay, now, one of my friends, who I gave a lot of praise to yesterday, if you were listening to the show, and I know she's listening right now, Michelle, I gave a lot of praise to, because she's good, she's smart, she's even-tempered, she's a critical thinker, I think I said, she thinks things through, she's a deep thinker. I just gave her gobs and gobs and gobs of praise yesterday and Friday. Nice as could be, and I even tried to be a good friend to the degree that she's working, well, she always works, but she's working a different job yesterday and today, and will be for the next few weeks, and I was concerned that she was taking food with her, because I've worked with her before, and she never seemed to have any food with her, and she was always hungry, and I don't want her blood sugar to drop or any bad thing like that to happen, so I've tried to be very nice the last 2 days, and say stuff like this, and ask how the day went, because you know what, I like when people ask how my day went, so I try to ask how other people's days go. Now that might seem odd, but you know, I think everybody likes to have people ask them how their day went. And I think it's okay when your family does it, but I think when a friend or a stranger comes out of the blue and asks how your day is, I think that's extra special nice. Okay, so here's the deal. So Michelle is doing her thing, and she is doing this other job. And I don't want to say what it is because, you know, that's her business. So she's doing this other job the last 2 days. And I'm trying to think of how I want to put this. I'm so nice. How's your day? Did you pack a lunch? How are things going? What's it like to be back at school? I just told you what job it was. See, that's why you improv these things. So here's the deal. So the point is, oh, that's funny. See, here's what happens. Sometimes the mind moves a little faster than your lips, or your lips move a little faster than your mind, and you get kind of off kilter. But here's the deal. I know she does not take food with her. And I want her to have a good day, because the key to any successful day is a good breakfast. So I this morning, I said, Michelle, I know it's day two. Did you take breakfast with you? And she said no. Now, I knew that was going to be the answer. Totally knew it was going to be the answer, because that's just how she is. And I said to her, do you need me to bring you food? Because a few weeks ago, there was this conjecture that I was not a good friend, that I would not be the one to bring somebody food, I would not be the one who would come help clean something up if a disaster happened, I would not be Johnny on the spot in these particular situations. I think Abby is the one who said that about me, and I don't even think she was trying to be mean, so I don't even want to say she was trying to be mean. Oh, by the way, I got a report on her too, by the way. I'm going to get to that momentarily. But here's the deal. And what happened was, I said, Michelle, have you eaten this morning? Like a good friend would. Yeah, and I even said, do you want me to make you a peanut butter and banana sandwich, and I'll make you one for every day of the week. I'll wrap it in cellophane. I'll put it in a brown plastic bag so you can have something to eat every morning. And then I know she loves the Rice Krispies. I said, I'll get you the Rice Krispies. I'll do whatever has to be done. I'll help you out here. I know you're busy. I'm a friend. I'm right on the spot. Okay, now this is the response I get after that. This is the response. She says, I can't even say the word that she said. Not that I can't. I mean, you could say it on the air, but I'm not going to be as crude as she would, so I'm going to substitute a word here. Basically, she said, don't stink this hour, as if this radio show has ever stunk. Don't stink this hour. Those were her words of encouragement to me. Don't stink. Now, that's what I get. And then, to follow that up, she corrects my grammar as I'm, you know, writing on a messenger. Now, as if Facebook Messenger is the place you go to have correct grammar. Then she corrects my grammar. You know, I said you're, she said it needed to be you are. Okay, so this is what I get for being a nice guy. And on top of all that, I have said nothing but nice things to and about her for the last few days. Friday, on this show, I was overly nice. Yesterday, on this show, I was overly nice. The last 2 days, I've tried to give words of encouragement and from the bottom of my heart, care about what's going on in somebody else's life. And in the end, what do I get? I get, you stink, or don't let your show stink, excuse me, don't let your show stink this hour, and I get, don't say you're, say you are. Now again, this is Facebook Messenger. I'm getting grammar lessons. Now, what is this? What is this? And now, now they're both listening. So now I can move on to the other one here for a second. Abby, which by the way, I'll say her name because she's given me permission to do so. And if they ever don't want me to say their name, they can just let me know. Okay, and now here's Abby for you. And I want to give you an update because, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but last Friday, Abby could not show up for the noon show. And I was kind of worried. No anger at all, because she, to be honest, folks, she really is a good person in showing up for things. She really is. So when she sent me a message last Friday and said, I can't come for the show, like an hour and a half before the show, I was concerned. I was concerned because she normally does show up. I kid with her about the other stuff, but it was weird because, and she didn't even say why she couldn't show up, which normally she does because you get her talking and sometimes she can't shut up. And she didn't say why she could not come for Friday's show. So I really kind of got concerned because that really is not like her at all. And it's fun when she's in here, as the listeners said on Friday. When she gets in here, we have a good chemistry on the air. We banter back and forth, and I think one caller said last week they look forward to us being on together because we have that chemistry where we argue back and forth, and nobody takes anything personally. Well, at least I don't take anything personally. Now, her, we don't know. But so she doesn't show up last Friday, and I was concerned, and I even sent her another message that day, and I said, is everything okay? I mean, because it was odd. It was just odd behavior. I never heard anything all weekend. Never heard a thing. Had no idea what happened to her. I thought she was kidnapped by aliens, put up on the mothership, taken up, dissected, and shot out of a cannon. I don't know what happened to her. I was worried, though. I was concerned. And so she finally let me know yesterday why she wasn't here. Totally understand. I'm an understanding guy. I'm even flow. I get it. She had stuff going on. So I forgive it. And I think she'll be here this Friday. I have no reason to believe she wouldn't show up this Friday. We'll have a lot to talk about. It's going into Labor Day weekend. But now here's the thing about this. This is what I want to say about this. Now that I've informed you about, I know actually what happened, and she's back on the radar. Heaven forbid I would have had a medical emergency last weekend or needed help from her, because there would have been no way to contact her. But that's the way it goes. But here's the thing. Now, and I hate that this is a pet peeve right now of mine, but we have the tape from 2 weeks ago about this. Michelle and Abby and I are our friends. Well, at least we are up until this point. And we talk and we stay in touch, and it's nice. Now, we do a podcast called Paper Rings, or at least we occasionally do a podcast. Now, Abby has been put in charge of promoting these. Now, nearly two weeks ago, because they're free on YouTube, by the way, and if you want to go listen, and some people are going to listen because we're getting listens on Facebook from people, and it hasn't been promoted at all except over the air here, so people are listening, which is good. So you just go to YouTube and you search Paper Rings Podcast, and it'll come up, and there are 10 episodes there. Now, for the first 8 episodes, she promoted them, and she was put in charge of this for 2 reasons. Number one, she's good at promoting them. She writes good little synopses. And number two, if she promotes them, her friends can see them. If I promoted them, it wouldn't work out that way. Only the friends we have in common would see them. But 2 weeks ago, she says she's going to promote them. And here we are, 2 weeks later, they're still not promoted. Now, I understand people are busy. And again, this is not a bad thing against her. You know, we're good friends. We like each other. But I think she has some kind of hex on promoting these episodes. And I'm not sure what it was. And I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure exactly what is going on there. So, maybe one day they'll be promoted, and then a lot more people will listen. But for right now, the only way people are listening is by listening to this show and going to YouTube and searching Paper Rings Podcast, which they're there, and the last 2 episodes are good. We actually sang in the last podcast, by the way, believe it or not. So you go and you can listen to us sing during that podcast. Now, I want to go look at what they've been saying here for a second, because I'm getting the messages. Yeah, I mean, and she's got a busy life. Abby and Michelle both have busy lives. You know, they have kids. They have schedules. It's a busy time of year. I think some of Abby's kids play sports. You know, it's a whole thing. So, you know, I don't have any problem with that at all. But it's just, you know, it's a little different some days than you would think. But they're both very nice girls. I don't want to say anything terribly rude. But here's the deal. I thought it was rude this morning when I went to Michelle and being nice and said, "Have you had breakfast?" And the response was, "Don't stink this hour." Now, I don't know if this stinks or not. Maybe it does. "Don't stink this hour. And don't use your, use you are." Now, again, this is in Messenger, of all places. Like, you have to be perfect there. So, there you go. That's the two of them. But, again, nice people. They've helped me out. Well, not really. But they have. We've had a good time together, let's put it that way. And they seem to be getting back to normal, which is good. Last week, for some reason, we had I don't even know what you would call it. We had a total week of miscommunication. A total week of miscommunication, and I don't know what that was all about, but maybe just busy schedules. You know, it does happen. So that's where we are now. That's where that whole situation stands. But again, I want to say also nice things about them, because I think they're good people. I've never seen them do anything bad, and I think if I was in a jam, they would help me out if I could reach them. Like I said, if I would have had a medical emergency or been in trouble last weekend, I would have just been up the creek without a paddle, as they say down in Kentucky, because there was no response all. And I was worried. I didn't get more than 8 hours sleep a night because of it. But that's the way it goes. So that's the rest of the story on that. Now, I think we have a guest coming up here. I hope we do. We're going to try this out. If we don't, I'll come back and talk some more. So stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, but coming back with more of the morning show right after this here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
It's one of the reasons you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star, Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of the WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Man, hi, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Dunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be.
All right, we're back here on this Tuesday morning, September 1st, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour, and our guest may be coming momentarily. We'll see how that all works out. If we don't get it worked out this morning, maybe we'll do it tomorrow morning, but it could be coming here momentarily, so stay tuned for that with about 30 minutes left in the program today. Now, we do have a big day coming up here on WWGH Radio. We've got the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. We've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and then we have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5:10 until 6 p.m., so that's going to be a lot of fun here today on WWGH Radio. Now remember, you can get all these shows online at WWGH1071.com. Archives go back to January of 2016. And, maybe this is our guest coming up here on WWGH Radio. No, this is not, but this is somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Linda.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
You're not going to like what I have to say.
Oh, no. Is it against me?
Not at all. I think you are a very genuine, caring human being, but I think sometimes you care a little too much over some of these, quote, friends that you have. Sometimes friends are not friends, they're more associates, and maybe they're friends to you, but I don't know. These ladies that you talk about, and you see, there's a couple of women you talk about a lot, and you put on these pedestals, a very genuine pedestal, I might say. But I don't know. I don't think that you're getting the respect that you deserve from a couple of these ladies. And you speak highly of them.
Well, and I appreciate that, because here's what I want to say about this whole situation, is that I think I put them on pedestals too, but if you would ask them, they think I'm mean, I think. See, but you don't interpret what I'm saying on the air as being mean, because sometimes they interpret it as me being mean.
I think those are hollow words coming from them. They're not mean. I think sometimes the truth hurts. I work in a job where I have to tell people the truth a lot, and I'm mean, I'm rude, I'm worse than that. And unfortunately, it's the truth. And sometimes truth is painful for people to swallow. So you're a good guy. I would say that you need to not wash your hands, but don't have such high expectations of people.
Well, here's what I would like to say, and I will say this. You know, there are several ways to do a morning show, and I think everybody has their own style here in town. And what I like to do, you know, I like to have the celebrities on, and I like to talk about the big issues. And some mornings I like to be very structured, like yesterday morning with Chief Collins and Sheriff Bailey last week. You know, I like those interviews, and I think you have to do them, like Tracy Kinsler this morning. But I also think that we do have to have some fun, and I like talking about people who are local that I know and incorporating that. You know, it's what Jack Parr used to do. It's what Regis used to do. They just come on and they talk about what's going on in their life. And I think rather than sitting here and trying to read a story or reading a news report, sometimes I think that becomes cumbersome. And I like the spontaneity of radio because we have time to talk and we can say anything. And I know these people are listening. Like these two, Abby and Michelle, I know that they're listening. So I like...
Right, but would you go out of your way and make a week's worth of sandwiches for a couple of your, quote, male friends? I don't think so.
It's
a joke, but...
Oh, would I? You're right. Well, it is a joke. I wouldn't make sandwiches for anybody. you'd really have to get out the money for me to make sandwiches for anybody. Let's be honest. So there's a joke in that. But I think what it was here's how I write that off this morning. What I think is that they think... Here's where I think it all started. I think they think that I'm very sarcastic and cynical, and you kind of have to take me in a different way. So I think they try to give it back to me, and I think that's what they're doing. Because honestly, if I was in a jam, it's a good possibility that they would be there, I think. Now, I've not been in a jam yet, but I don't know. I think they might be there. I hope they would, but would I make them
say... I hope they would, too.
Because here's what I will say. On my birthday, and I don't know if you remember this, but I do have to say this. On my birthday, that morning, and this is true, I know it's true, I happened to mention at 8 o'clock in the morning that I had not had blueberry dumplings. Abby went, and before I saw her at 2 o'clock that day, had made homemade blueberry dumplings. Just because I'd mentioned it that morning, and it was my birthday, and Michelle showed up because she was doing something else that day and didn't even have to show up, and showed up, I don't know if it was because my birthday or she wanted blueberry dumplings, but she showed up. So, you know, they are good friends in that way. But I think you're right. I think sometimes they come at me kind of angrily.
Yeah. All right. I just don't want you hurt.
No, I'm okay. You know what the thing is? I had my feelings taken out about 5 years ago in a medical procedure. So I don't worry about anything.
I've had the same procedure. So
you know what it's about. Hey, every morning I look at your... It's right across from me. Every morning I look at your picture, and it makes me happy. And so many people have commented on it. So thank you again for that.
Oh, Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I got really sick in March, really sick. And I've taken a lot of trips to Asia in kind of incorporated the spirituality into my life. And I realize every day more and more what I don't need, what isn't important. And sometimes your possessions own you and you don't own them. And when I got really ill, I decided to start kind of paring down. When my grandfather died, he left 173 years of stuff in a house that took me 6-7 years to empty and finally get to a point where I owned my life again. So it's nice to be able to make other people happy with things that you know, are important to me, but I don't need to own them any longer. So I'm glad you like it.
Well, I appreciate it. You made me happy for sure, and a lot of other people have commented on it who've came in here. So thank you, and thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Four, give me a buzz. Now, see, there's one in my court again. But you know, it is interesting because I guess I've never talked about this to any degree, but unless there's some big news story going on, I don't really want to come in here every morning. And it's a fine line. I don't want to come in and talk about stuff that everybody else is talking about constantly. And also, I don't want to do one of those zoo programs, you know, where it's just silly. So what I think the best thing to do is just talk about what's going on in your life. And these two listen to the show. So a lot of times they get incorporated. And, you know, they used to come in. Michelle has always been a good guest. And Abby is a good guest on Friday when she comes in. So hopefully... we hope that she shows up this Friday. Now, I know Michelle is still out there listening. And, oh, I got to do this. I got to remember to, see, this is why I have to write things down on note cards. Now, yesterday we had an interview with Chief Bill Collins. And I thank the chief for coming in. But I did get a message from somebody. As a matter of fact, I got several messages yesterday from people who said, you know, that was uncomfortable to listen to, and it seemed like there was a lot of tension there. And I just want to let people, there really wasn't in the studio. Matter of fact, the chief stayed for like 15 minutes when it was over, and we had a nice conversation. So there was no anger or tension or anything like that. It was... I think what happened was the sheriff had been on Friday and said some things, which the sheriff is entitled to do, and I did not want to let that opportunity go by and not let Chief Collins respond because they were about him, and I did not want to try to explain them to him. I figured just let him hear them, and then he can respond, and I think the chief said on the air he was shocked. So I think that's what you were hearing. It wasn't uncomfortable in the studio at all. It wasn't. There was no tension. And the chief was fine. A matter of fact, at the end, you know, I think he was just shocked that he heard. I don't think he had heard the sheriff say those things. So that's all that was going on yesterday. And I wanted to mention that because the chief is a good guy. Really good guy, always been nice to me, and the sheriff too. So I can't say anything even remotely negative about either one of them. They respond to my emails very quick. I have, I think I have both of their cell phone numbers. They return my calls. They're good people. They seem to be in a little bit of a skirmish right now, but elections do that. And I continue to like both of them. So that's all that happened yesterday. Now, in this awful media environment that we are in, Marianne's funny, and I've always said this, Marianne's funny in that we have a weird atmosphere that apparently we're all competing with each other. I don't understand that because even big networks don't have that. You know, somebody who's on CBS will go on NBC. Somebody who's on NBC will go on ABC. It helps both parties. Because if you have somebody from ABC going on CBS, well, maybe they will find out that you're on ABC. And then the people on CBS, it helps them because you have a good guest. But in Marion, we're funny about that. We're very particular. We don't allow people to go to other stations or other media outlets. Now, this station does not have that policy, by the way. Anybody here who wanted to go anywhere else and talk, that's fine. Now, go there and do a show, I don't necessarily know about that. I mean, I don't know that there would be a problem at this point. But to go guest somewhere else, no big deal. Now, why am I telling you this story? Well, I'm telling you this story because I think it's in today's paper. Sheriff Bailey was on this show on Friday and gave an opinion regarding Judge Warner. And you can read the article or go back and listen to the interview and hear what Judge Bailey had to say. The Marion Star listened to that interview, and they wrote a story about it, which, like I said, I think it's in today's paper, and they gave me total credit. Not only did they give me total credit, they mentioned the station, they mentioned when this program is on, and they even put a clip, an audio clip, of the interview up on their page. So I just want to say, I think the Marion Star is a very classy, they handled this situation very classy. So I thank the Marion Star. I thank them for giving me that credit. I thank them for plugging the show. And I thank them for just doing what they did. And I think that's how media should run. And in that particular case, it did. So thank you, Marion Star. I appreciate that. And I appreciate what you did, and we'll go on from there. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are. Now, as I told you early on, we might as well wrap up the hour with this because I don't think our guest is coming down the pike. We'll try to figure out what happened there. But 15 minutes left in the show, and it looks like Abby and Michelle are listening, and I think they feel bad that the caller did not like them. It seems like they're upset, and they're upset. I don't think they're upset at the caller. They're upset because people think that they're mean to me. Now, you know, what can you say? Sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. But I appreciate them. I'm saying nice things about them. And there you go. So, I even gave Abby credit for the blueberry dumplings, by the way. So, I don't feel taken advantage of. And as I said, a few years ago, I went to Asia, and I had my feelings removed in a very painful surgery. So, I don't take that stuff personally. And I don't take... it certainly doesn't hurt my feelings. Now, does anybody have an opinion on any of this? 740-383-9944. Isn't it nice to talk about something other than this pandemic or the presidential election? Isn't it nice just to have a nice little local conversation about local people? Isn't that what local radio is supposed to do? I think it is. And, well, see, now they think that, I don't think they think that I take advantage of them, because I'll tell you what, honest to goodness, I haven't got a diet soda or an Orange Julius from either one of them in, like, years. It's been years. And they used to do this quite regularly, and I appreciated it when they did it. And I used to tell them, thank you, that's so nice, I appreciate it. And it dried up. Now, again, they could just be busy, and I totally understand that. But I did tell... Now, let me tell you how caring a friend I am, by the way. I was talking about the food this morning with Michelle. I was worried that she was eating in the morning. I even said to her, I said, because she said she needs to go to the grocery store. I said, listen, When you get done today, you need to go directly to the grocery store. You keep forgetting it, and this is why you don't have any food. This is why you don't have any Rice Krispie treats. This is why you don't have an apple. So you need to, when you get off work today, go directly to the grocery store. Now, I know you'll have 50,000 reasons why you can't do that, but you just need to go directly to the grocery store, get some food, and take it home. And that way, tomorrow morning, you won't be in this pickle that you're in. And maybe this is a conversation I'll have with Abby when she comes in on Friday. Maybe we'll see her before then. You know, let's see, tomorrow morning, oh, by the way, tomorrow morning from 8 until 9, we're going to have Matt Bales in, because we want to be fair. We had Sheriff Bailey on Friday. We had the chief yesterday. And tomorrow morning from 8 to 9, we'll have Matt Bales, who is the Republican candidate for sheriff. So Matt Bales tomorrow from 8 to 9. So maybe before Friday even, we'll get Abby in here again for an hour, maybe if she can free up the time. And we'll have a conversation about this. Because, I think sometimes you have to talk things out. You just have to talk them out. And maybe this is one of those particular situations where we have to talk it out. And if they happen to bring me something, that's okay. Now, some people have said I'm passive-aggressive when it comes to this whole bringing me things. I honestly, if nobody brought me anything, it's okay. I'm not a breakfast eater, usually. Unless it shows up. And I usually grab my own soda in the morning. So it's interesting. And I'll tell you something else that's going to be interesting. I think that the three of us are going to be back together in some form or fashion doing something else in like a month or something. So we'll see how that goes. That should be interesting in and of itself. But all right, any opinions on anything? We got about 10 minutes left in the show this morning. But I did want to thank the Marion Star. I thought that was very, very nice, very, very classy of them. And I also wanted to let people know that there was no problem yesterday at all with the chief. Known the chief for a long time. Happy for his retirement, because I know he's going to enjoy it. And whatever may come in the future for him, but no problem there at all. Okay. You know, I wrote down something here about phone, but I don't remember what in the world I wanted to talk about the phone for. Well, I know we've had some phone problems recently, and I'll tell you, in radio, nothing will drive you more nuts than having phone problems. I mean, that is the biggest problem you will come across when you're doing a radio show, especially when you have call-in guests. Like this morning, we did not have our guests queued up and ready to go, but we're going to try to fix that soon so we can get this person on, because I think this person will shine a new light on a lot of things going on in the world. Now, who do we have? I think, do we have anybody else scheduled this week? I know we have Matt tomorrow from 8 to 9. And we also hope everything's going okay with football. We hope everything's going okay with school. We do have the report now that Route 95 there between Kensington and University Drive is going to be closed until at least September the 14th for water line repair. So be aware of that. That is something I think that we all need to know. Anything else going on anybody's mind this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We take all opinions on everything all morning long. Enjoyed Tracy Kinsler earlier on. You know, there's a lot of thought, because we're back down to yellow. There's a lot of thought on how we got back to yellow. Maybe it's the masks. Maybe it's because the outbreak is over at community, which is good. Maybe it's because we're being a little more precautious than we were before when it comes to this whole pandemic thing. It's uncharted waters. And that's why the schools right now are such an uncharted idea. How's that all going to turn out? We don't know. And really, that's about the best we can say right now. We don't know what's going to happen. We hope everything's going to turn out okay. We hope everything's going to be hunky-dory. but you really don't know. And we do hope that the sports go okay. We've spent a lot of time talking about high school sports, and we want them to finish. But we also understand that we're in the middle of a bizarre time, and that things can happen. Let's put it that way. Things can happen. So that's, I think, the best we can say at this particular point. 54 minutes past the hour. Oh, here comes a call. This will be good. Let's see what we got coming down the path. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know whether this will be helpful or not, but we went by the three C's in our family, and it's called cooperation, communication, and consideration, and it seemed to cover all the problems we've ever had.
Well, I think so, too, and that's why I think in the particular situation that we're having right here is that I think that we haven't had a chance. To be honest with you, I was thinking about this morning. I don't remember the last time I really sat down and talked with either one of them other than through, electronic devices.
Right.
So that could be part of the problem because they're really not bad people at all.
I'm sure of that.
No, they're very nice, good people. They've done nice stuff for me, like I said, the blueberry dumplings. And so I don't want to make them out to be bad because they're not. You know, I wouldn't invite bad people to sit here and talk with me every Friday. But I just think that sometimes there's a communication issue between
us. Well, that's really number one.
Oh, I think so. Why do you think people don't communicate?
Well, I guess it's because of the iPhones. I don't know.
Well, that has changed the world, hasn't it?
It has, because you can't see them face to face, and that makes a difference, I think.
It really did. You get to hear the interview yesterday with the chief?
I did not.
I'll tell you, I did not realize, and maybe it was just a few people who thought it was tense, but it really wasn't. And I do think the Marion Star, I think that's very nice of them in today's paper to mention the station, to mention when the show's on, and to give credit for that interview Friday. I think that's a very classy thing for them to do.
I'm sure it was. I have not seen that either, but I shall get it and find out.
Yeah. Well,
I don't take the paper.
What do you make of that mess out on Route 95? Have you had an encounter?
Oh, isn't that horrible?
Oh, my goodness. Have you had an encounter with that?
But you can kind of cut through if you pull in by the old shoe store and go clear around. You kind of miss that.
Well,
without
yeah.
having to go so far out of your way.
You know, like I was saying earlier on, I have never known. I've known Route 95 to have lanes closed, and I've known them to maybe close down for a day, but it's such a busy road of commerce in Marion, I've never known it to be shut down for 2 weeks like this, so it must be a big problem.
It apparently is.
My gosh. And so all something to do with a water line, I guess, under there.
A sinkhole, I was told.
So, see, that's what we're trying to figure out. Did it create a sinkhole, or did construction crews come in when they knew there was a problem and make the hole?
Well, I think probably both.
Yeah, I don't know. It happened one way or another, but we'll be glad when it's fixed on September the 14th so we can get up and down the road again.
Certainly do.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate the call.
You're quite welcome.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, don't forget, the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2 to 3, Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4 to 5, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5 until 6. Don't miss any of these programs. They are all worth listening to. 57 minutes past the hour. If you have something to say, call in 740-383-9944. If it's in regard to the conversation we've been having this hour regarding the girls, that's fine. It's interesting to hear opinions on that. If it's in regard to Route 95, that's good too. We'll take it all. Go ahead, caller. Yes.
Hey, Scott, I missed that interview with you and Collins.
Yes.
Are you going to reprogram that sometime so I can pick it up?
You know what I'm going to try to do? I am going to try to set it before I leave this morning to replay at noon today. So as long as nothing happens between now and then, I think it'll replay at noon.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, if you listen to it, what happened was we played some clips from the interview with the sheriff on Friday, and it may have seemed tense, but it wasn't tense in the studio. It really wasn't. And as I say, the chief and I talked for 15 minutes when the interview was over, so it just wasn't that. But again, I do want to thank the Marion Star as much as possible, because there have been moments in the past where people take parts of people's work and they really don't give them much credit for it. And as I said, the media landscape is kind of funny here. Everybody has their own way of doing things. I don't want to criticize anybody, but it's a little funny sometimes on the inside. But when I saw that yesterday and they gave me credit and even plugged this show, said when this show was on, you know, that's very nice. And use the audio and put it up on their page. Can't thank them enough. The Marion Star, a total class act on this particular articles. And they do a lot of great stuff over there at the Star. They were the first ones who had the story about the chief retiring. So they're on their game. 740, and it's hard because, you know, you only have so many reporters now. Everything's shrinking up in the world. We got about a minute left if anybody'd like to call in. 740-383-9944. We're going to try to set the Chief Bill Collins interview to replay today from 12:15 to 1. It should do that. I'm going to hope it's going to do that, and we're just going to go with that right now. So, if you hear that, tune in tomorrow, because the third part of that tomorrow will be Matt Bales, the Republican candidate for sheriff, from 8 to 9 tomorrow morning. So we'll get all sides of the story, which is what we try to do here on WWGH Radio. But for now, this is Scott Spears on this first day of September 2020, heading for the dugout. Make it a great day. Stay tuned for much more. Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, city schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live?